during the so-called crucifixion event, right? Why I say so-called because I don't believe in it. For you, it's a historical event, okay? So this event that you believe in, it is described as at that time, the ground, tombs were opening up. Many saints' bodies came up from the ground and they walked to the city in multitudes. Do you have any other historian? Jewish, Roman, pagan, any other gospel writer, anyone else describing this event? Think about how this is an important event. Raising one man from the dead, or being alive while you're dead, compared to many zombies coming out from the ground, comparison is day and night. If a dinosaur just came out from this ground, a dinosaur, Tyrannosaurus Rex, and it jumped around here and killed some of the people, you know, ate some of the people, and then he went from here to there after 10 minutes, do you think the only person reporting this is me, telling my friends and my family and writing in the news, phoning the newspaper, this has happened, and no one else mentioned it? Do you think this is believable? An event such of magnitude? You would expect many people to talk about this to their families when you go home, to your friends, your WhatsApp, your Snapchat, your whatever, right? Newspapers, everything. If dead bodies of saints coming up, someone's uncle, someone's grandfather, someone's brother.
That's located in Luke, right?
One gospel only. If that event.
Which one?
Matthew.
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 27 verse 52.
Okay.
Matthew. If that event was really happening and really happened, people have been narrating these stories for generations. No one narrates this. So this event.
Did you say Matthew 27 verse what?
52. This event, if you think about it, is it really historical or Matthew is just making this up?
Okay, let me pose you with another idea. In the Gospel of Luke, it shows Jesus in the garden, and he includes a detail that his blood became like, her sweat became like blood. But if you read all the other Gospels, it doesn't include that detail. Do you think that's false?
No, the comparison is not like for like. I gave you an example of an event of a huge magnitude, like a dinosaur coming up or zombies coming up from the ground. You would expect a lot of people to narrate this event.
But if it didn't make a difference, then why are we still believing so many Christians 2,000 plus years
Do you know why they believe in it? They believe by faith, blind faith.
Yeah, because
not intellectual scrutiny as such.
What about miracles that I see happen?
Yeah. What miracles have you seen?
Actually, the deaf ear open.
Have you seen anyone bringing the dead back to life?
Yes.
Have you seen? I work in a hospital. Go to the hospital and bring people's parents die, their children die. Why don't they bring them back to life? Do they have no faith?
It's not
up to God. It's up to, if you really believe in healing, Mark, Gospel of Mark, and many others, I think, says these are the signs that should follow the believers. You can move a mountain, poisonous snakes bite you, you will not be harmed. Really? Do you have faith?
Yes.
So if you have poison, it's not going to harm you.
I think you can reach a point of faith where you don't have to fear being harmed.
Can you raise the dead?
Yes.
Through the
Holy Spirit.
No, no.
I can't.
Through
God
whatever.
Can't.
No, no. Through you. So have you raised the dead?
I haven't had an opportunity.
You have an opportunity. Why don't you go to a hospital where people are dying and just say, with the power of God, I'm going to raise that person back to life again.
We kind of just like told God
you see,
what he was going to do.
This kind of miraculous event, look, we hear in televised events and so on.
No, I've seen them in front of my face.
You've seen someone coming back to life.
No, I've seen a deaf ear opened. I haven't seen a dead
death.
Come to life.
Dead come to life. That's what the sign of a believer. Why don't we see that happening? You see? These things, it's not a miracle. These are the signs that should follow who believe. That means, is there really a single person on planet Earth who is a real believer? Because no Christian is able to bring back someone back to life.
Oh, you're saying it's never happened?
No, I'm saying, if you are now asked today now, go to any Christian on planet Earth and say, who can raise the dead? Who is really indeed a believer? And if you can find someone, say, okay, let me take you to a hospital in the morgue and raise the dead.
That would be believing by signs, and God asks us not to do that because he wants us to have true dedicated faith.
No. Yeah. These are the signs that should follow the believer. They should be able to do that.
But,
the fact that
but
people...
God's will.
Did God say...
Through God's will.
Yeah. God's will bring back to life.
But who am I to say that God's will is for this person?
You see now... I know for sure it doesn't happen. You can easily
do what doesn't happen.
You can't bring people back to life.
I can't in my own humanity.
None of you can. No Christian can. If you really think this is the case, then find me a believer on planet Earth who can do that.
I don't understand the point you're making.
Yeah. No, I'm saying these are things that have been given as a label of a believer, which is not true. No believer can do that. People believe this in by faith, just like people believe in many things which are not true. Like this, Matthew's description of the event, it's not a historical event. If it was, you would expect a lot of people to narrate this. So this is what you expect.
If you saw someone raised from the dead by prayer to God, would you believe in Jesus? If someone, the God of the Bible.
What we would like to see, first of all, a scientific scrutiny is like this. Yeah. You say, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray to God and bring this person back to life. Okay? Do that. And then scientists, when they look at this, they'll say, yes, now we have no way of explaining it, but this event really took place.
Yeah.
Can you demonstrate that happening anywhere on planet Earth?
Yes.
Where? Where?
My friend's dad. Was it Janet's dad or mom?
So?
She had cancer.
Hmm?
Terminal cancer.
And she died?
No.
I'm saying bringing death.
I have a personal friend. When she was a child, she actually lived in Thailand, and she got hit by a car, and she was dead for a few minutes. And the only thing her dad knew to do, he just went and prayed, and she came back to life.
She clinically did.
When people are in accidents, sometimes they're traumatized, okay? But they're not clinically dead.
To lose a pulse.
To make it easier. People who are clinically dead in the morgue, there are many morgues in the hospitals. Simple thing to do. It's an easy experiment to do.
Oh, you're saying like someone who's been dead, you want me to go
like
pray
Jesus
for them?
Because that should be able to, a Christian believer should be able to do that. The fact that no one has taken this challenge, no Christian on planet Earth has taken that challenge, shows you that no Christian has a true belief.
That's not the case for me. Like, I believe that God can definitely heal. Does God heal every single person? Does God raise every single person back from the dead? No, because I don't have the wisdom to understand everything that God does, but I believe in faith that he can do it because we have seen miracles. But if God just went around healing every single person, there would be no need for God. Why would I need God if I could just be 100% healthy, never die?
You see,
that would take away
it sounds quite nice that you can raise the dead, but when it comes to reality,
I'm telling you it's happened.
No, I promise you it's happened. Have you seen it yourself?
I have not, but I've heard so many stories of people.
Stories. These are stories we can see in televised
testimony
stories.
From the actual people.
Yes, we do story. We hear stories from the Hindus and Muslims.
Are you referring to the longer ending of Mark's gospel?
The one that has been forged. Okay, never mind. What we're saying is, look, stories abound in different religions. If you were to take them to be true, then what's stopping you from accepting stories like of this nature from other religions to be true and believing in their books and their gods? The fact that you would not do believe in them because you are saying you are selectively scrutinizing certain beliefs and accepting what you consider to be true. When Jesus Christ on earth, why on earth did he not make it clear to people that he was God on earth?
Whoa, I think he did.
Did he tell people that he was God?
He would go into the temple,
the synagogues,
and he would say, he read from Isaiah the scripture prophesying himself, and he said, I am he in front of you, and they chose
I'm
not
saying
to
I am he. I am who? I am
God.
He. No, I'm not saying I'm God, I'm he.
The Messiah.
There is a distinction between Messiah and God. God is not the Messiah. God is going to make a Messiah, raise a Messiah. Messiah is an anointed one, officially anointed one. If God came on earth and he lived around, imagine now I'm God on earth, right? And after the discussion, he tells you, by the way, do you know that he was God? He came. You would say, he didn't say such anything at all. He made no claim that he was God.
Because it had to be through own personal revelation. This is so significant. The main part of the Gospels is when Jesus asks Peter, and he says, who am I? And in his own revelation, Peter answers, you are the Messiah.
I believe he's the Messiah too.
The one who came to save. And
he came to save his people. We believe in that as Muslims. A Messiah is a creation of God, who has been appointed by God in a station of Messiah. A prophet is not someone say, I make myself a prophet. God makes and chooses people as his prophets. So is it the Messiah. And there are other messiahs too. He's not the only messiah. Cyrus was another one. So
that's not what we
so in Jesus' time, where does Jesus ever tell people, I'm God on earth, the God of Israel, worship me. If you don't, you're doomed to hell.
That's the point I was making. He doesn't tell them, because if he told them, there would be no faith. There would be no holiness. There'd be no faith.
I don't understand. Because you want people to believe in him to be God.
Okay,
And he doesn't tell anyone.
Think on this. We'll dwell on this. But we have to go because we have to be
certified. Let me challenge you with this. Ask Jesus to tell you that he is God.
Okay, are you God? I'm asking. Are you God?
With your heart. Ask for him to reveal to you. Listen, and if he doesn't,
would you ask someone knowing that he's ignorant? Not unknowledgeable. Why would you ask an ignorant being who is not unknowledgeable? Tell me. Why would you ask Jesus who is not unknowledgeable? Disqualified in order to be God.
I believe he is unknowledgeable, so I would ask.
Not according to him. He says he doesn't know the hour. Only the Father does. Anyway, take care.
That's in Revelation.
Do you have copies of the Quran? I mean, you can have.
I'm going to read this.
Please read.
If you read the Bible.
Question.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Read the Bible in its entirety. Don't take pieces out, though. It's sure, one book, okay. From beginning to the end.
I encourage you guys to, if what we're saying is true, just ask if Jesus is real to reveal himself to you in a dream, and just see if anything happens.
But do it sincerely.
Yeah.
From a heart.
Why ask in a dream when we can read clearly the statement? Why are we going to wait for dreams? Because in dream, people can be misled from dreams. Why evidence is in a dream? Evidence should be from what he said, what he's done. He made it very clear that he said, worship God the Father only. And now you're saying, ask for a dream.
A dream, because maybe
don't ask for a dream. Ask for him to reveal himself to you in a different way.
Yeah.
We have been told already who he is. He's a servant of God, a messenger of God, a slave of God.
That's what you believe him to be.
What he said.
Ask Jesus himself.
Is he not described as a servant of God in the scriptures?
He is a servant.
Right. So who is a servant? So who is a servant of? The servant of his God. Does he have a God? He said so.
He has to come down and live a holy.
But did he say he has a God?
No.
He says he has a God. He says to Mary Magdalene, don't touch me yet, for I'm going to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. He's going to his God, and yet you want to consider that he's God himself. He is going to his God. That's the God that we should be worshipping.
The God of Jesus,
the God of Muhammad, God of all the prophets.
Can I say something? I think you're getting stuck on the idea that he is fully God. I think you need to grasp...
He cannot be fully God.
Let me finish. I think you need to grasp in the fullness that he is fully God and fully human. Not focus on the part that we believe he is God. Because yes, we believe Jesus is God, but we also believe he was human. He is fully human and fully God.
If you focus on fully God and fully human, together he's 50% human and 50% God out of 100%.
No, that's not. What do you think? Fully?
That's what it means. If you are
yes, fully means 100%.
If you are fully God and fully human at the same time,
100%
together,
God, 100% human.
In the 100%, you are 50% God.
Do you think
50%
that God
human?
Is too small to have accomplished being 100% human and 100% God?
Putting your God in a box.
If you are 100% God, you're 0% anything. That's what 100% means.
In our human understanding
When you say 100% God, are you saying he is also something else?
Well, this is the miraculous thing, is that if God...
It's not a miracle.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So if he was 100% God, he's also something else, then he was 100% to begin with.
Yes, because it's beyond human understanding. We can't put him into a box.
It's not beyond. It's clear. If someone's 100% God, then you can't add another percent to it. That's what 100% means. The moment you say he's 100% God, 100% human, you are introducing contradictions.
Okay.
You can't have, while you're 100% God, you're 100% man or 5% man. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
it's nonsensical.
Okay, let me. But
we have to go.
We have to go. But my final thing is, Jesus and God in full nature and full character is beyond our human, like our minds. We can't fully understand because God is too divine, too holy for us to fully understand.
And that's why.
That's why. He's fully God and fully human. 100% God, 100% human.
That's saying, in our human minds, we try. God is 100% monkey and 100% elephant and 100% God. There are many religions believe in that. God is God as well as a monkey and an elephant and a flower, fish, turtle. So why isn't that believable? You would reject that. You would say that doesn't make any sense.
Because we are the highest creation.
If God is humans and monkeys, come on, with a lot of similarities. So if you believe that's nonsense, God is a monkey as well, and a fish and an elephant as well, think about it. Why do you reject the other faith, which is nonsensical?
Let me ask you a question. What is the most beautiful creation on this world?
Beautiful creation is subjective.
According to God.
I don't think man is the most beautiful.
It is.
Man is the vicegerent on earth.
No.
And man is a creation of God and not God.
Man is a creation of God. We are the only thing on this planet.
And that's why God tells us to worship him and don't associate any partners with him. Don't associate a son with him. Don't associate a Holy Spirit with him. Don't associate a mother with him. Worship God alone.
Do you believe that you are created in God's image?
Does God look like me?
No, that's not what
that means. So what do you mean by image then?
It means you are created in... you are a little piece of like, how do you say, I don't know, God's heart. Like, you are
to reflect his image. You are to reflect his character.
I am greedy. Is God greedy?
But that would be sin.
Right. No. This is, if I'm greedy, that means what? So God is not greedy.
No.
So the image is different. So
that means would be sin, the division between us and God.
So if I sin, does God sin?
No.
So the image is different.
Now it is, yes.
Yeah.
So don't say we are in the image of God.
We're not.
Because clearly we are not. I give you two examples.
We are sinning. Created in the image of God.
No. When you say in the image of God, are you saying that your jealousy, your anger, your hatred, your envy, your greed, God has that?
No.
So you're different than God.
At the moment.
You are not in the image of God. Because if you are in the image of God, if you were in the image of God, you would not possess any of them. Any of these characteristics you should not have. The fact that humans do possess this envy, hatred, and God doesn't, that means you are not in the image of God.
I believe that I am walking.
Maybe
in
certain aspects,
maybe in certain aspects,
God is just and God wants you to be just. This is the image God wants us to behave in. God is kind and God wants us to be kind. God is merciful, God wants us to be merciful. In that way, God wants us to reflect ourselves in that image.
Yeah.
Then I have no problem with it.
Yeah, we're supposed to reflect God's image of what we were originally intended to be, but because we sinned and are fallen short, we can never be that. We can't ever.
Yeah.
But then that's where Jesus comes in, so that he gives us the power with the Holy Spirit to walk out best we can to be as holy as possible.
Why don't you worship Christ rather than worshiping him?
I worship God, but we gotta go because we have to go to the
See you later. Take care.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Vegard and I'm a Norwegian Muslim convert. I cannot express how grateful I am for Allah to have guided me to Islam. In my country, there are no Islamic schools or Dawah centers that fully operate in my language. A lot of the Islamic programs here are in Urdu, Arabic and Somali, and I don't understand these languages. We new Muslims need a place where we really can learn Islam. Alhamdulillah, Allah guided me to the Dawah organization IslamNet, who helped me stay firm in my religion. We are now raising funds to establish a Norwegian masjid and Dawah center that will educate our people about Islam in the Norwegian language. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever builds a masjid for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah." If you take part in this project, you will inshallah be rewarded for all the new Muslims who learn about Islam and all of the Muslims who learn to give Dawah and every single person who accepts Islam through this center. This will inshallah be an endless ongoing charity for you. And let's not forget, Allah will inshallah build for you a palace in Jannah. As a Norwegian Muslim, Norway is my country, and dawah to these people is my responsibility. And you are my family. Please donate for the sake of Allah and build for yourself a house in Jannah. And whatever you give, Allah will give you more in return. And please click on the share button so you can get the reward of everyone who follows you in donating for this masjid. May Allah reward you.